matter before us is a matter that we have been waiting for. Can we There's too much movement. That is destructive. I'm trying to settle down and so that we can proceed with the meeting. But there's so much movement in the meeting. I like a little bit of order. I don't know about honorable members who received the report yesterday or a day before or whatever time you got it, but I, as the chair of the committee, looked at the report and I thought I should allow your opinions first before I express mine. Having looked at this report, I've got an opinion. Can I open the this for the meeting before the presentation by the department? Yeah, well, unfortunately, you are eating, so you can't speak. I can give you a chance. I noted two hands, yeah? Yours? You stop eating now. Come, speak.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sorry. Chairperson, I've also go through the report. I don't know whether proceeding with this meeting will assist us, because when looking at the report, you know, there's information that is missing. While I was analyzing the report, I thought that maybe if we can just wait for the annual report of the department to be tabled first, because we'll be asking things maybe that is contained in that annual report of the department, or we deal with the two reports at the same time. I think that is my proposal, Chair.
Christine?
Chairperson, yes, I also want to agree with the previous speaker. I honestly, when I looked at the report, thought, you know, that it could have been a one page, giving us, you know, if you look at the back, there's a summary of what was done. I really think that, you know, all the other pages in between is just what is on the summary in another version. There's nothing really in this report. There's nothing about the beneficiaries, what happened on the farms. You know, it's a table of facts and figures telling us nothing. I agree that I don't think that it's even a report that we can discuss today, Chair.
Can I entertain any other opinion? Nothing. Honourable members, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure whether it is the consideration that the two members are making are purely political. I thought that we would deal with the procedural matter. I'm not sure whether the books of the rules in Parliament concur with me, but I thought that the main report that we should be receiving first is the departmental report. Ancillary reports from entities are linked to the main report. So we have to consider the main report before we consider the ancillary reports of entities. Purely procedural for me. I'm not sure whether I'm going according to the rules, but I thought that would have been a proper way to deal with it. I'm not sure why the department chose to give us the commission's report before the departmental report. Can we get some advice on whether the rules are? Because I want the record to reflect that the real reason why we are returning the report is not whether it has something in it or nothing in it. The real reason is because we can't entertain an ancillary report. It's like an attachment. We must consider the departmental report first, and then we can deal with the attachments. You want to advise us?
Yes. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Chair. In terms of the law, the Restitution of Land Rights Act, we have to table the Commission's report by or before the 1st of June. That's why we did what we did.
That same law should be telling the department how and when to submit their own report as well, isn't it? The department should be guided. Remember that it is the department that created that law. So that department should then be guided by its own law in terms of when to submit its own report. But there's a parliamentary dictum that dictates that departments should submit reports on a particular date or period. Yes, I see the Deputy Minister first, and then you, Ms. Guyimami. We are actually talking and debating about nothing. Nothing at all. I just want to establish that what goes into the minutes of this meeting is what we collectively agree on. That's all I'm trying to do. Yes, Chief.
I thought Chairperson, we must just take the directive raised by the two members and yourself that if it's an ancillary report, how do you present an ancillary report before the main report, regardless of what the date should be? But because you're bound to deal with a lot of gaps when you deal first with an ancillary report, which from time to time people will refer you to a report which you do not know. I think we must just take the cue from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The secretary wants to make an intervention.
Thank you, Chair. Now that the commission is no longer an entity, is a program that falls under the department within the department, I really think that it's wise for members to wait for the annual report of the department, because this is, but in my view, it doesn't stop. But if members feel strongly that we cannot deal with it because of the content that is missing in the report, then it's fine.
Anybody against? Yes.
Chairperson, I'm not against the proposal. I think I support the proposal, but just to indicate that I don't think that the department has delayed to table the annual report, because the PFMA indicates that 6 months after the end of the financial year. So when calculating 6 months, almost at the end of September, so I think we agree that let's wait for that time to come, let the department present, then we start with the report of the department, then it must be followed by this report.
It's a pity though, because if we follow that view, it means we are going to be cramping our program at the end of the year, and we may not do justice. I would have expected that the department would be sensitive to that fact, even about its own report, because if we don't do justice to its own report, it may impact on the budget. All right, the meeting therefore agrees to postpone this meeting until we receive the main report of the department. Meanwhile, let the members go through the report and in writing submit comments about those things that are missing from the report, so that we have a tangible discussion when we consider it together with the departmental report. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.